5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with Carver High, 844-843-6879. Carver High, I don't think I could be wrong. I don't think Kawhi's playing tonight. I see him over there in sweats.
He is not. Kawhi and Dame Time are both not playing.
So, like, what I didn't understand was is that originally I had the Blazers winning, and then I had the Clippers plus 8.5. And then today when we went on Coast to Coast, it was 7. And the Clippers were laying 7. So... Yeah. That is a massive swing. I don't know what happened. It must have been because of that. I guess it's 7 because Dame's not playing.
Well, there was two things that swung it. I guess originally Kawhi and George weren't going to play, and Dame was playing, and then Kawhi doesn't play, and I mean then Paul George plays, and Dame doesn't. So that swings the line even more, and that's where you get that.
So I don't understand. So did I get my, I think I got my bet in. Blazers win, Clippers 8.5. I got it at that. It doesn't matter. If I got it at that, I got it at that. Then they lose the house, right? If I can cover the bet.
Yeah, because you always get them in right when the lines come up. Yeah, you do your shopping very early. So that's why you usually get those lines like that.
All right, so I wanted to tell you about I know you get excited. Carver High just can't get enough of hearing about my many maladies, but I got this COVID shot, and I mean to tell you, I got so sick. Like, all right, so I did it the first time, and I got the shot the first time, and then that next day, I got, massive sore arm, and then I got the chills, and I got, body ache, and I was lethargic. I was, like, really tired, and I had no energy to do anything. I'll never forget, because I had the shot, and I had to work, and when I got the shot, by the time we did Coast to Coast, it didn't affect me. But by the time I went on the air on Sports Grid Radio at 10 p.m. East, it hit me, right? So it hits you like whenever, 12, 15 hours later, it hits you. So one thing led to another. And I remember it was 9 o'clock that night, and I was getting ready to go down, turn it on and do the show with you. And I just remember I couldn't get up off of the sofa. I was so cashed, bro. It was like I did a 2 5-foot graphics rips, and I was just completely done. I couldn't get off the sofa. I was like, I can't do the show. And I don't remember. Did I do the show that night, or did you guys do the show? I called him. Did I not tell him I couldn't do it? I was so, or did I do it? Or I don't
even
remember.
Is this the night? Which night is this? There's been a lot of ailments. Is this the night with the stone?
Oh, no, that was the night I missed the show. So I did do the show the night that I had the shot. I just couldn't get off the sofa to go do it. I could barely get down there. So then fast forward a month, they make you wait 28 days. I got the shot on Monday morning. Last night at around 10 to midnight, I'll tell you the story in a second. We welcome in our radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, do you wanna? And Sports Map, Sports Byline Radio Networks, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah, it's for all on a bench. With Carver High, 844-843-6879. So at around 10 to 12 last night, 10 minutes before I got off the air, I was doing the show with Moff, and I was like, oh, man, I got the chills. And I was shaking. I was like, and my teeth were chattering. And then I ended up going up to bed. And usually when I'm done, I watch sports and I chill out for, you know, 45 minutes, an hour. I just chill out. But I had to go to bed, and I got under the blankets. Literally, I got under as many blankets as I could find. And I was shaking, like absolutely chattering like a cartoon, like Tom and Jerry. I had it all going. And then I was literally, and so then it turned into my whole body ached. Like my back hurt, my ribs hurt, my everything, my joints, my hips, my knees, my feet
Damn,
hurt.
That was intense. Look at my arm, y'all. Like I got goosebumps.
My fingers started feeling like they had needles in them, right? I had the pricky. It's the finger prick. All I know is no more fingers.
Keeping me hooks off. If I catch any of you guys in my stuff, I'll kill you.
So I honestly, so today I woke up. I couldn't get out of bed. I was supposed to meet my buddy to play basketball at 8. And I texted him at 6:30. I said, don't come. I'm not going to the gym. I can't even get out of bed. I got the flu. So I said, I got the shot and I got the flu. So I proceeded to finally get out of bed at around 11 o'clock. And I have never slept till 11 o'clock in 20 years. Okay. I get up really early. I go to bed at 1 a.m. I get up at 6:30. I'm like rock star status. But I all day today, literally all day today, I had the flu. I mean, I had the flu. My body ached. I couldn't move. I had no energy. I had the chills. I had a fever. I mean, like, it's not even worth it getting those G-damn shots. I think I'd rather die than get those shots again. I don't want any part of the booster. So, Carver, would you, like, agree with me that, like, so you're getting your second shot, right? Are you getting your second shot? Like, how is that possible you got your second shot that fast? When did you get the other one?
Exactly 3 weeks. I get it. Oh, so, right. next Friday is exactly 3 weeks. The state of New York, they make the appointment for you. They give you the day and that right. you go back. So, right. it was exactly 3 weeks.
So, each person's different, right? So, I actually got really sick off of both shots. And, you know, just like the flu for a day, 24 hours at least. And it just is no fun at all. Like, I'm sitting here right now shaking. I got the chills right now. It just sucks. I've had the chills since midnight last night. So I'm 24 hours rock star status. And it just, to me, is like, you know, we talked about it, that it's going to be booster shots and, you know, regular shots every 6 months, a year, twice a year at least, that they're going to make you do this in for I don't know how long, maybe the rest of your life. And I want no part of this. I'm seriously like starting to think it just isn't worth it. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but like I said to you, like it's like knowing you don't know when you're going to get the flu, right? It just hits you hard and you're like down for the count. But if you knew you were going to get the flu tomorrow, you'd do anything in your power to stop it. You'd be like, I'm out of here. I'm dodging this bullet. But with the COVID shot, you know you're going to get it. You get the shot, you know, and 15 hours, you're going to get hit with it. And it just sucks. And what kind of world are we living in? I got to take a shot and have the flu for 24 hours. I mean, it just sucks. I want no part of it. I've already done it. I did both shots. I'm good to go. But in 6 months, I got to do it again and get sick again. I mean, it's just like, Jesus, it's so awful. I just can't even believe what the world's come to. Now, tell me
this. Overdrive the fence! As whether you're a fat, out of shape truck driver, whether you're a skinny geek pushing a taxi cab, whether you're a doctor or lawyer that doesn't have half the money we have, this is the way life is.
Do you think that the Chauvin guilty verdict, I thought there would be peace on earth because of that verdict. You're telling me tonight there's protests and riots going on? I don't understand. Where is that happening?
Well, look, I mean, all you got to do is put on your phone and there's videos everywhere of, people marching. You don't know when they're from. You don't know how old they are. Some claim to be from tonight. But there are definitely some people out there letting their voice be heard, I guess you could say, in plenty of places.
But they're not satisfied that it's just not enough for them.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Listen, that you scroll past the videos, you see it, and people try to describe in the description where they are or what people are chanting. And I don't look enough into it to know exactly what the crux of what is going on is.
You know, if he would have been found not guilty, this country would have burned tonight to the ground. The whole country, every city. New York would have been it would have been an absolute shack show in New York City. I mean, they would have burned everything. They've already done it. When they had the Black Lives Matter protests, I mean, what didn't they destroy? I mean, let's just be real. They destroyed everything. They broke everything, destroyed everything, set fire to everything, smashed and grabbed, looted. I mean, and it didn't stop. It was continuous. It was every night for, a month or more. And then Portland was even worse. Remember Portland? My God, that was like 6 months. It just wouldn't stop. The whole scene in Portland was crazy. But I really don't understand that if they're doing that, because I just don't get it. I mean, they got what they wanted. That's all they wanted. They wanted justice. They wanted this guy found guilty of murder, and they got it. So why can't people just be cool and get along? Like, I don't, obviously I get it. There's tons of other minorities that have been abused by the police. Police brutality is a definite problem in this country. I think the police in general are a problem. And there's a million great cops. There are millions of great cops. There really are. And then there's tens of millions of crappy ones, right? Fair enough. There are tens of millions of cops that have a badge and a gun, and they got a power trip. And I mean, they pull you over for going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. And then the next thing you know, they got their elbow in the back of your head and you're on the ground. And, they overreact to everything. And then people say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, is that right? How many people are dead now because of these cops? I mean, how many kids are shot dead? How many innocent pullovers turn into a murder? I mean, it happens every day. You told me it happened tonight. It happened tonight with some girl somewhere, you said, with a knife. They shot her dead. Boom. There you go. The one in Chicago, 13 years old, the kid had a gun, right? So I get it. You can't feel anything good about some 13-year-old kid getting killed. But at the same time, you can't even argue with the guys running from the cops with a gun. And he's out raising hell, and he's got a gun, and he's running down the alley, and he got a gun, and you're chasing him as a cop because he's doing no good. And you're telling me that you're supposed to what? Make him a pizza? I don't understand that at all. You got a gun, you raise a gun, you have a gun in your hand, and you're going to challenge a cop, whatever. People say he didn't do that. Well, he had a gun, and that was that. He had a gun, and it is what it is. You start coming out with weapons, and you start coming out with knives and guns, you're going to get shot. That's it, right? I mean, that's all there is to it. I thought the kid that got shot by the female cop, that was terrible with her whole taser, taser, taser. And then she pulls out her Glock and shoots him. She's facing all kinds of problems. She's quit her job. She's resigned. And now she's facing all kinds of charges, right? So she's going to jail. Her life's over. One day she's a cop for 26 years. The next day she's going to be inmate number 774-2895. and she's going to be somebody's B in that state. It's like Orange is the New Black, right? That the chick, wasn't that the chick jail show, Carver High, where all the chicks were in jail? Orange is the New Black?
Correct.
That's where she's going to end up. She'll end up on that show and become a star, make all kinds of money. Did you see the Penguins tonight? Did you see what they did?
Yes, they actually did some things that have never been done in NHL history. I saw something. It was the first time in like 500-something games that a team scored 5-plus goals or outscored a team by 5 goals in the third period and didn't win the game because the Penguins had, what was it, a 7-1 lead? Or yeah, 7-1, right? And they ended up winning 7-6.
Right. They were up 6-1 or something like that. You're telling me it went to 7-1?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Let me see what it got to.
I gave up on it. I was just like, I've now lost my, there it is.
No, it was 6-0 going into the third period.
I knew it was 6-0.
The Devils scored 3 goals to get it to 6-3. Crosby scored to make it 7-3. And then the Devils scored 3 more goals after that for a 7-6 final.
That is so ugly that you're up 6-1 and you almost blow the game. That is crazy. And especially against that hack team. You got to admit, once they got rid of Zajac and Palmieri, they really fell off the cliff.
Yeah, no, they got absolutely smoked all 4 games by the Rangers last week. The Rangers embarrassed them. They played 4 games in a row with the Rangers, and they beat them around every game.
Can you believe the Canucks are winning again? They're beating the Leafs
tonight. They just scored another goal. They just scored again. I got 5-3 now.
Yeah. Can you believe them? So they don't play for 2 months, and now they win every game they play. They're going to win the Stanley Cup, the team that had off a month and a half with COVID. What could be worse if they win it? All right, Ferrell on the bench with Carver High. McKinney homered to right center for the Brewers early on in the top of the third, and it was 1-0 Brewers over the Padres at Petco. Then, with Paddock pitching, Shaw doubled to deep right, Burns scored, Vogelbach scored, Garcia to third, and then Narvaez singled to left, Garcia scored, Shaw scored, and 5-0. Brewers at Petco right now, bottom 4, 2 outs in San Diego. And, you know, it's one thing to lose the series to the Dodgers, fair enough, 2-1. And they seem to, am I wrong? Like, they've been, you know, stumbling a little bit here. They beat them Sunday, the Dodgers, but they had lost Saturday, Friday. And then, I guess, Thursday, they beat the Pirates 8-3. But before that, they lost to the Pirates 8-4 on Tuesday, 5-1 on Wednesday. Obviously, they've got problems with injuries and stuff like that. And they have to be very careful with Tatis. Now I heard Machado wasn't playing tonight. Is that about right, Carver High? And what do you think of their, like, mini struggles going on right now? Because they're obviously having some issues.
Yeah, I mean, if they lose tonight, that's 6 out of 8 when you go back to the Pirates last week. So that's not good. Not good at all. And you got Machado and Tatis both out tonight. For a team like the Padres, I think they're going to be okay, right? You would think. Their pitching is so good because that's the thing that can always steer you right. When you know that every day you can hand the ball to somebody with a lot of confidence. So the Padres could lose a couple games, but if Darvish comes up, he could throw a gem. Or if Snell comes up, he could throw a gem. So that's where the difference lies for me with the Yankees. Like, the Yankees only have one of those guys every 5 days.
Cool.
The Padres have a couple of guys that if you're in a bit of a funk, you can get them out there, and if they throw a gem, you know, it lifts you up and it can get you on a little bit of a winning streak.
And Musgrove, like last night, he struck out whatever 13, whatever it was, and but they didn't get the win. So he's another guy that's pitching out of his mind. He had the no hitter, almost perfect game, faced 28 batters. So he's having a phenomenal start to his career in San Diego. That's for sure, right? So we'll see what they do. They're down 5-0 right now, end of the fourth. You heard me the other day on Coast to Coast, right? Talking about we need some Padre garb. We need a crate. We need a ship.
Well, that stuff is just so great. The old school brown and yellow with the fryer on it. Right. I mean, that's top shelf right there. I mean, they've got to just be selling the shack out of that at MLB.com. I mean, that stuff is just, it's so nice. Yeah.
So our friends at Mightier 1090, Mr. Hagen, the ball carrier, allegedly, we got a situation here where we might be getting a little bit of a shipment.
Which wow.
Is, that's my idea of living right there. That is living. L-I-V-I-N. Living. If I get some, you know, I had the Padres All-Star Game shirt. Remember that yellow Padres All-Star Game shirt I used to wear to CBS all the time?
Yes. In the summer?
That shirt meant so much to me. I only used a non-stain deodorant when I wore it so that it would last for a long time. You don't use your normal, you know, deodorant. You got to go with the non-stain. I don't even know how they figured that out somewhere along the way. I don't even know if that works, but. I have one Padre shirt, and it's a keeper, that All-Star Game T-shirt, and it is bright yellow. It is Gandhi. When I wear that thing, I stand out like a sore thumb. I need some new fryer gear. Excited about that. That's just absolutely got me on the edge of my seat. I can't wait. I'm like a kid at Christmas. I'm like a kid in a candy store. So the Rays are up 13-7 on the Royals right now in the ninth. What'll that be? 5 in a row? 6 in a row? Let's get this number.
Five. Down. 5 in a row for the Rays if they win tonight.
5?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. 5 in a row. Not bad, right? They're getting hot all of a sudden. And then the Rockies lead the Astros 3-1, bottom 8 in Coors. I can't even believe that, how bad they are, that they're beating the Astros. That makes me sick to my stomach. The A's are up in game 2 of the doubleheader with the Twins, 1-0 in the sixth. Top of the sixth, Twins have a runner at second. They won the first game, 7-0. What is that now that they've won? It's crazy, right? Didn't they win? Didn't you say they won 8 or 9 in a row?
They've won 9 in a row after the first game. So if they can finish off the second game, it would be 10 in a row.
They're legit. They really are.
As long as they don't play the Astros, that's their problem. The Astros eliminated them from the playoffs last year. The Astros are the team that swept them to start the season. They got to stay away from the Astros.
That's their kryptonite?
Yeah.
The Angels lead the Rangers 3-1 after 6. Is that Ohtani pitching tonight?
He got the start. I don't know if he's still in there or not. Could take a look and see where Ohtani is at. I doubt he's still in with the seventh inning because
he pitched 4 innings, gave up. See, he walked 6 and like, struck out 7. Walked 6.
Honestly, like this is what I mean. Like I know they love doing this. 4 innings out of the guy. I don't know. Like what's the point?
I don't want to. Any guy that walks 6, I'm not like I got reservations about putting him out there. He can't throw strikes.
Yeah,
I don't understand what that's about. Walking 6. When have you seen that from a guy that's allegedly a ace? You know what I mean?
He's no ace.
So the Dodgers beat the Mariners today in Seattle 1-0. I told you the Yankees beat the Braves 3-1. The Red Sox doubled up the Jays 4-2. They keep winning. White Sox beat the Tribe 8-5. They suspended that game, Diamondbacks and Reds, 5-4. It'll resume at 5 o'clock on tomorrow. 5 o'clock tomorrow, and then they'll play another game, I'm assuming.
Had a little weather there, I guess?
Had a little Queen City weather storm. I think they had a
well, the whole – I guess it was running through that whole area, right? Because didn't the Buccos and the Tigers get postponed tonight in Detroit? So they're going to play 2 tomorrow. seems like they had a little bit of weather there during the around the Rust Belt, right?
They might have, and that'll head right over here.
Of course.
That'll come right
always
from Detroit,
always.
Right to Pittsburgh, right to Philly, right to New York. That'll be that. We'll get it. And then the Orioles beat the Marlins 7-5 in Miami. Giants 10-7 over the Phillies. In that
I'll
game,
give you
a, I don't know if you – what was it? Posey hit a big shot?
Yeah, but I got to go back to the Orioles for a minute because right. It was Harvey's first win in over 2 years. Harvey got the win for the Orioles. Happy Harvey Day. He got his first win in 2 years tonight.
Oh, my God. Stop the press. Your boy, Harvey, they used six pitchers to win that game. He gave up 8 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 strikeouts. His ERA is 5.12. That's disastrous when you think about it. But he got the win?
That's what I saw. I saw that Harvey won the game.
There you go. I'm sitting there looking at the box scores. I remember when they used to, you know, tell you who won the game and who got the save. They got none of that going on here. So, anyway, Giants 10-7 over the Phillies. Nationals 3-2 over the Cardinals. The Cubs beat the Mets 3-1. There you go. And the Pirates, Tigers, as Carver High mentioned, was washed in Detroit. They'll play 2 tomorrow there.
Here's how bad it's going for the Leafs right now. I mean, they literally had an empty net for 5 minutes. They pulled the goalie with 5 minutes left down 2. And they had the puck down there almost the entire 5 minutes. And they still couldn't score.
That's crazy. Why, what's their problem?
They have like one power play goal in the last 6 weeks or something like that. They've done nothing with the extra man. All those guys. Marner, Matthews, Tavares, Nylander, all of them. They can't score a power play goal all of a sudden.
That's crazy. And no one feels sorry for him at all.
Nobody.
That's what's crazy. You know they'll pike in the playoffs like they always do, right?
They will lose. They will lose to Winnipeg before they even get to the Final Four.
Yeah. So anyway, how about this one? Minnesota's up on Sacramento 90-86 with 5 minutes left in Sactown. That game's going on as we speak. I just wanted to look at those NBA games as they're happening. The Blazers in the third up 1 on the Clippers, 60-59. T-Wolves up 4 on the Kings, 5 minutes left. The Knicks won their 7th straight, 109-97 over the Hornets. They are just dealing. I mean, every night they look so good. It's not even funny. And then Randall had 16. Reggie Bullock had 16. Barrett had 24. He was hitting threes left and right. He hit 6 threes. Quickly hit 4 threes. He had 17. Rose had 17. He was 8 of 12 from the floor with 5 dimes. Your boy D. Rose getting involved. Boy, they really spread it around, the Knicks. They're tough. They play the Hawks tomorrow night, laying 2 at the Garden. All right, front on the bench with Carver High. So tonight the Nets beat the Pelicans in New Orleans, 134-129. It was the same old story. Kyrie Irving had 32 points, 3 threes, 12 of 19 from the floor, 8 dimes to go with it. And then Joe Harris had 3 threes, 24 points, 10 of 16 from the floor. Griffin had 16 and 8 boards. That is just beautiful. 28 minutes of work.
He is on fire. Griffin.
And then everybody else, Brown had 11 and 11, 11 and 11, the double-double. And TLC had 10 points. Shamet had 18. He hit 3 threes. Jordan had 8 and 6. I told you, Green had 15 and 9 boards, 6 dimes, hit a 3. I told you today on Coast to Coast, they were getting 3. And you and I both were like, what? I'm pouncing on that. I bet on the Nets. They won. And now... I said the same thing. I said they don't need this team to beat the Pelicans, who suck. They have Zion and Ingram. That's it. Let's face it. Zion had 33. Ingram had 27. Ball had 15. Marshall had 15. Nobody else did jack. So it's the same old story that they can't stop anybody with Stan Van Gundy's great defense. And it's Kyrie going off. And the usual suspects, Harris, Green, Shamet, Jordan, and now, you know, Brown, TLC. And even they had Elise Johnson in there tonight. They have all these guys on this team that can ball.
Who?
They can flat out ball. He's another guy that they signed late over the last month. When they lost Aldridge, they gave him another deal, Elise Johnson, but he's worthless. He played 7 minutes. He did nothing. He had 5 boards, no points.
I'm too old for that stuff.
Tyler Johnson had been playing a lot lately for them, but he had knee soreness. And then, you know, the deal, this is the real story, though. Harden re-injured his hamstring, like doing light work on the court. Trying to get back on the court, trying to get back in games, trying to get off the shelf, and he snapped it again. His hamstring is fried. It's a real problem, Carver High. If his hamstring is shot, I have to tell you, like, hamstrings just take forever to heal. And if you are in basketball, you have to be explosive. Like, his game is that dribble drive, and he gets around people and creates so much offense with his, you know, kind of sneaky speed. People say he's a fat ass, but he can still shake and bake and move and get to the 10. And he constantly gets people with his jab step, dribble between the legs, back and forth, and then he goes. He always gets around his defender. And now with a popped hammy, he can't do it, because the minute you try to explode on a hammy, it pops. I played with one recently. I popped one like at Christmas or something, and I never have hamstring problems, right? And I got one. I finally popped my hamstring. And I mean to tell you, like, I thought I was playing on it, running on it, no problem. I was, you know, obviously I had a situation. It was clearly slowing me down. I couldn't run full speed or anything, and I couldn't even lift my leg. I had to just run with it like a duck. But I know that then one day I was making a move inside and I did a turnaround step back and it popped. And I mean to tell you, I was done. I had to leave the court. I couldn't play. I was shut down. If that thing pops, you cannot play. You just cannot play.
I don't think so.
No, I think Durant has had the hammy strain. He was out 2.5 months. That, you know, same thing. A hamstring is never ending. It's just a constant reminder, nagging injury. But now that Harden has it, don't you think that's going to be a problem for them? There's only a month left in the season. And if this guy's not ready to go in the playoffs, they're not winning anything. They will not go to the NBA Finals like everybody thinks they are. If they don't have Harden and Durant and Kyrie Irving playing, they're not beating any of those teams, including Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Boston, for that matter. You know, and I'm not buying the Heat anymore. I'm done with them. And the Pacers, that's not happening either. So it's three teams, and they're not going to beat them if they don't have those guys playing. And, so what do you think?
Here's how I think it kind of lays out for the Nets when it comes to the playoffs. I think they need one of the three to get through the first round. Whoever they play, you know, as the 7 or the 8 seed, I think that one of those guys, even Kyrie by himself, with Harris and the supporting cast, could get them through the first round. That's my, I mean, right? Don't you think that they would beat a,
yes.
Geez, who's even in that mix right now? A Charlotte or an Atlanta, you know, one of those teams, you know, down there. I think that they would. Now, I think they need two of them, minimum, to probably get through the round after that. Now, that's only if they're the one. If they're the one and they're going to play, you know, the Celtics or the Knicks or somebody like that in the second round, they need at least two of them. And I think they need all three of them to beat Philadelphia and Milwaukee.
Okay, so two of them will come out of the four that play, right? So two teams make it, the 7 and 8. And then Brooklyn would play the
As of today,
seven,
they play
Philly
the eight.
Would play the
oh, yeah,
eight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
there you go.
If they played, if it were tomorrow, let's say it ended tomorrow and they played, and Miami played Charlotte, Indy played Chicago, let's say Honestly, I think, you know, the way Charlotte shoots threes and the way they LaMelo Ball's coming back and Scary Terry, I think they're going to give Miami problems. Now, I know everyone will take Miami with Butler and Adebayo, but the reality is Hero Sandwich has become worthless. His fame got to his head. Have you seen what happened to that kid?
Yeah.
He, like, does nothing anymore.
You sent me that story tonight about how the Heat are concerned about his personal life off the court. They're concerned about what's going on with him, what he's doing away from the game.
Right.
A little partying too much, maybe.
Yeah, well, he's not producing, and he's not a star, and he's completely become invisible. So I think Charlotte give him a game. Let's say it ended tomorrow. Let's say Miami won it. I still think Brooklyn beats him with just Kyrie and Harris.
I do too.
And Green.
I do too.
I think they'll still win. But it won't be easy. I'll tell you that much, because remember they went down there and lost to him 109-107 over the weekend. And bam, hit that last second shot.
Look. I think it's just the way that I broke it out. Any of those teams, 7 through 10, the Nets only need Kyrie to beat any of them. Miami, Charlotte, Indiana, it doesn't matter. They only need Kyrie to beat any of those teams. I think they need two out of the three to beat the Celtics, the Knicks, or the Hawks. I think they need two out of the three. And then I think they need all three of them to beat Philadelphia and Milwaukee.
Right. That's now, Boston has a one-game lead over Miami for that sixth spot. And then in the West, Portland has a two-game lead over Dallas for that sixth spot, which is all that matters. 7, 8, 9, 10 are the play-ins.
How massive is this Knick-Hawk game tomorrow night? Now, listen, there's still a lot of games to go here. But if the Knicks win tomorrow night and beat the Hawks, they would jump them and get to fourth. Home court? Can the Knicks get home court here in the first round? I mean, look at this. They could jump the Hawks tomorrow and get the fourth slot.
That's right. This is huge. They got to win that game, win their eighth in a row. Go win it. They're laying
not
two.
Only can you imagine this, like, not only are the Knicks in the playoff conversation, and we thought that when this season started and it looked like they had a little edge to them, we thought that they'd be in the mix for this play-in game, right? That's what, and everybody was like, that would be the best. If the Knicks made the play-in game, everybody would be happy. And now you're sitting here and they got a chance to get home court. If they continue to play like this and beat out these other teams that they're in the mix with, they could get the four seed. It's wild. I do think they're going to win tomorrow night.
Okay,
I think the Hawks are bogus. I think the Hawks are bogus.
Well, I think the Knicks are going to – bottom line is, if they get in and they get the four and they get the home court, either way, I think that the Garden, a month and a half from now, will let more than 2,000 into the game. It's already loud and raucous in over 2,000.
They're moving it up in a couple weeks to 25%, because I know the Islanders for the playoffs are going to get 25%. They're moving New York State up to 25% for indoor arenas. Wow. But that means they'll get 5,000 or 6,000 in the Garden. So
it'll be rowdy. It's already rowdy. Do you see them in there? They're screaming and yelling, yelling MVP for your boy
Randall.
Julius Randle. So anyway, the other thing is, did you see that Bruin win? They beat Buffalo 2-0. The thing I wanted to say about that is, like I said to you today, that team, you said they're playing a lot better with this new coach, Granato, whatever. They beat them 2-0. So they had to work to win that game, obviously, right? And they're going to play them again, I think, whatever, tomorrow or the next day. And I won't be surprised at all if Buffalo beats them, because they gave the Penguins problems. They beat the Penguins. They actually are skating and passing and crashing the crease and scoring. And they look like a completely different team than the team that has sucked all year and been the worst team in the league. They don't even look like that team anymore.
Nope.
So the Kawhi Leonard is a right foot problem. He's got a problem, soreness in the right foot. He'll be reevaluated next week. So he's not playing tonight. They can't afford to lose PG and Claw, or they'll be toast, that team.
Toast anyway.
You think they're toast anyway?
They're bogus, too. They're not beating any of these teams in a big spot. Let's be fair. I mean, they're just not. I don't think so. I mean, unless Kawhi is going to do it all himself, don't give the ball to George. He ain't going to get it done. I mean, if Kawhi wants to carry like he did, and even with the Raptors when Kawhi won, he needed the help. Like, he needed Van Vliet to make shots. Needed Siakam to do, you know, he got the role players to do it. I just think that these guys in the Clippers can't. I don't think they can help Kawhi enough.
Yeah, Yeah, I was watching the game. I turned it off to watch the Chauvin coverage after you told me there was scenes going on everywhere. I didn't see any of that, but
you might not see that on the news. I don't know. I don't know what the coverage is going to be like for that.
You see, the Raiders are getting the business for saying, putting out a post that I can breathe today.
Yes.
And Davis is taking the heat for it. What's that about? People didn't like that, apparently.
No.
So, I mean, didn't they say, didn't the family say, the Floyd family say they can finally breathe? So I could see where I can breathe would, you know, they said it. So what's
which is why Davis said he put it up. But people, you know, that I can breathe was also tied to the New York City cops wore those shirts after the Eric Garner incident in New York. And so that's, people kind of equate that phrase to those guys doing that. And Davis didn't know anything about that. Davis was trying, you know.
Where did that happen? In Washington Heights, when they put Garner?
I believe it was Staten Island.
Oh, really?
I could be wrong.
That's crazy. So anyway, as far as these games going on right now, the Clippers Blazers is 77-75 Clippers with 3 minutes left in the third. The Clippers are up a bucket. And the Kings took the lead going to the fourth, 103-99 over the T-Wolves. That's a great game. I took the Kings tonight, -3. And I think tomorrow they're playing again. Obviously, that line is not out yet. But if it was 3 today, it'll probably be something like that tomorrow. I'm going to probably grab Minnesota tomorrow. They gave them a game tonight. I won't be surprised at all if they beat them tomorrow. But that Knicks game now is 1.5. Knicks laying 1.5 to the Hawks. Good one tomorrow night. Curry against Brody and Beal as the Warriors are in D.C. So I'm watching Melo hit daggers from the wing off the pick and roll with McCollum. They got it down to a science. And, but it's 81-78 Clippers with a minute left and change in the Moda and Rip City in the third. So 81-80 now. It's a really good game. They're going back and forth. No Dame time. No Claw. As usual. It's like every game you watch now in the NBA, only like one star player shows up for the game. Have you noticed that? So the NBA has a real problem with all their star players never playing. And then I think now their big plan is to have at least one guy play every night when they got like a national television game. And they got to have, you know, a star player on the floor for the game so they can talk about something. Because none of these guys ever play.
You don't want to get those fines. You don't want those $25,000 fines that the NBA lays out like they did to the Raptors and the Spurs this last week.
Did you see the guy Rojas get thrown out of the game tonight for the Mets? Like, boy, did that home plate umpire, his calls were just disastrous. His strike zone was literally down at the ankles. He was calling strikes at the ankles. And Rojas had had enough because Walker didn't get any calls, and they just kept giving the Cubs calls. You name it, one strikeout after the next with bad low ball strikes. And then Rojas said something to him from the dugout, and the guy hooked him so fast your head would spin. Like, these guys are so thin-skinned, you can't even talk to them, let alone cuss at them. Like, talking to them, you're automatically thrown out of the game. You just can't go out and have a conversation with the ump anymore in Major League Baseball. They'll throw you out. You're not allowed to question them, look at them, talk to them, breathe on them, nothing. I mean, they are unbelievable. And how many times do we see their crappy calls get reversed? It never ends. Oh, my God. I was like, Jesus, dude, at least let him argue with you for a minute or two before you hook him. He hooked him 5 seconds into it. All right, Carver High, great job. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid. Night.